Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Just squeeze the hands of someone by your side. Father, we thank you. We're ready to receive all that you have for us. Thank you, Lord. Instruct us by your word. Leave us better than we came. Make us doers of your word. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated. I'm not exactly happy tonight. You know why? Ask me why. Because what I want to teach took years to learn. And the Lord just wants me to teach it this night like that. I almost told them to turn off the stream. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So remember what we started with this morning, right? Talking about Eden. And the fact that there have been several Edens, several portals, divine embassies through which God interacted with man. Where is Eden today? You believe that, right? And that there are angels ascending and descending, not just on the Son of Man, but in you. God has made you an envoy of his glory and of his presence. Say loud, amen. Amen. And so there are protocols of your new location, things to know, things to understand. And I want to tell you this with all sense of humility, that if you learn what I'm teaching you today, your life will change instantly. Instantly. You see, there are things that happen in your walk with God and you will never be the same again. If you encounter the Lord, you will never be the same again. If you encounter an angel, you will never be the same again. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You never. Some encounters will never be one of. It just launches you into a new dimension. Launches you into a new realm. It's just like when your ears become opened, you can hear God. You will never be the same again. You see in the realm of the spirit, you will never be the same again. Some things immediately improve the quality of your walk with God. Immediately. And so now, the writer of Hebrews in chapter 12 is making a contradistinction between one of the Edens of the Old Testament and what we have now. And he's talking about the experience at Sinai. And so in Hebrews chapter 12, he says that you have not come to a mount that can be touched. You know that, right? Come on, answer me. You know that, right? From verse 18. Or that burned with fire, nor to blackness and darkness and tempest, the sound of trumpet, the voice of words. So listen, the operation of God has moved. I told you archaeologists are still looking for a literal Eden. Meanwhile, it has changed. There is no such place. You have not come to a mount that can be touched. You are not looking for a place that has longitude and latitudes. Are you listening to me? It's no longer a geographical location. There is no physical mount. So, what have we come to? In verse 22, it says, but you are come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to what? Come on, I want response. And to what? An innumerable company of angels. Listen, this is your new environment. Angels without numbers. Are you listening to me? I said angels without what? They cannot be numbered. So many angels and you have not seen one. At least one. And he's letting you know, oh my God, the fact that you don't know doesn't mean that that's not your location. He says you have come. He's educating you about your new address. Say that with me with confidence. Say, I've come. He didn't say you are coming. He says, I have come to a new address. Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of what? So you must know how to walk with them. You must. They're there for a reason. They're there for a reason. Look at Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, a popular text. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. Oh my God. Everybody read together loud as again. One, two, go. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Listen, oh my God. So he says, angels are ministering spirits sent, why? Or for what? To minister for those who are heirs of salvation. Listen, it means God knows that your walk in Christ cannot be accomplished without angels. It cannot be done without angels. So he made a provision. Are you using it? If you didn't need them, he won't make them available. They are ministering spirit sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. Any such person in this place? So say, listen, say, we walk together. The angels of God and I. Yes. 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 Say it again. I acquaint myself with the angels of my assignment. Thank you, Lord. You see, it changes the game. You know, I remember years ago, the first time this happened, service had started. I was putting finishing touches to my notes. And someone was opening the office door to come and see me. As he opened, I saw someone standing outside the door, but I only saw his stomach. He was that tall. And the person must have been wondering why he was the one who came in, but I wasn't looking at him. I was just looking. And then after I was done studying, two angels showed up in front of my table and said, we're ready. There is a different confidence with which you will minister when that happens. Let me tell you something. Are you ready for this? This will be heavy. You are as effective in ministry to the degree of your ability to work with angels. This is what measures effectiveness. Especially if your ministry is supposed to travel wide. Let me tell you something. You cannot have, for instance, a proper apostolic ministry without angels. Let me tell you. You know, I've said this before. I know some of you know. Every day, someone dreams about me. Every day. Someone is getting healed in the dream or getting delivered in the dream. Because the work is enormous. Members around the world, how do you want to do it? Well, thank God, they are ministering spirits. Sent forth to minister for those. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. This, my friends, is one of the biggest secrets of my life. It makes the work so easy. It makes the work so easy. As in, when it's time to go to a new territory, angels go first. When I knew that the work was about to start in Ghana, I started receiving DMs from Ghanaians. My name is Kofi. I have never seen you in real life before. But I dreamt and I saw you. You laid hands on me, gave me these words. You know, I know you are my pastor. Think about that. Are you listening to me? Your life is about to change. I said, you will never be the same again. I will give you four keys. Four, because of time. There are four keys. If you walk these keys, you will encounter angels. It turns out it's not a mystery. If you know. Four keys. You will. There are things to do. It's just the same way. A herbalist, if he's traveling, he wants to relocate a shrine. He knows how to relocate the demons. Because there is a technology. When he puts the tent in a particular way, maybe to face a particular direction, and he puts some idols, puts some chalk, makes some sacrifices, there is a technology, and the spirits fitted for that architecture will come. There is a way to attract spirits. How can herbalists know and God's people do not know? The saints of old knew. When you want to talk to God, there is an approach. There's a protocol where Habakkuk can say, I will stand upon my watch and see what he will say. I know how to get him to talk to me. I know. There's a protocol. And it's also very easy when the person teaching you has walked in it, because it's a privilege in God to say, Lord, open his eyes. Hallelujah. So get ready. Your prayer time is about to get a little weird. The truth is, some of you have encountered this many times, you just didn't know. You know, the Bible says, for instance, in the book of Job, Job chapter 4, I don't know the verse, maybe 14 or so. The media team can help me. It says, a spirit passed by me, and the hair in my body stood. You've experienced that before, haven't you? Something just... What's that? Like... <laughs> 15, right? The spirit passed before my face. The hair in my body, or my body, stood up. There's a way to know. You have to understand, sight in the spirit is not always by eyeball. You can know. You can know. When I used to be more adventurous in school days, I will call some of my people. I will say, okay, where are the angels here? Here, and God in his faithfulness, sometimes, to make it more interesting, he would just do something. So there was a day I was talking to Pastor Mike, and an angel just stood in between us. So I was looking to see if he would pick it. And he just kept quiet. I said, sir, I feel the presence of God. I said, oh, you're getting it. Almost every miracle is angels walking behind the scenes. Did you hear what I just said? This is the secret of the generals in the Bible. Almost every miracle. These strange signs. I think in one of the devotions, I showed you how, for instance, the pillar of fire was an angel. Who remembers? Who was there? the pillar of fire was an angel. So the Bible says when the angel of the Lord moved from the front to the back and the pillar of fire moved, it was an angel, because he makes his angel spirits and ministers what? He walked with angels all the time. It was an angel. It was an angel. What great man of God in the Bible didn't walk with angels? None. This is a game changer. Are you getting me? All right. So, four keys to activating the ministry of angels. Number one, are you ready? Very simple. Reverence for the Lord. You want to see angels walk in your life? Revere God. Listen, I'm not talking about being religious. I'm not talking about coming to church. I'm talking about true, genuine reverence. This one is a game changer. A man who honors God is irresistible to angels. The moment you begin to put structure in your life for the reverence of your king, you have created a conducive environment for angelic ministry. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if you've read a book on angels or not. It doesn't matter if anyone has explained it to you or not. Let me give you a perfect example. Think of Cornelius. I'll give you two texts on this. You know, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. Think of Cornelius. Cornelius wasn't born again. He wasn't full of the Spirit. He most likely had never read a book on angels. Never. But the Bible says he was a pious man. Are you listening to me? It says, and one who feared the Lord with his household. Are you aware there are a lot of churchgoers who you can't say this about? And that's how come someone who had never been to church at the time saw angels, and many people in church haven't. Reverence. 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 Just the fear of the Lord. It's a heart issue. And it is demonstrable. It will show in your actions. But it's a heart issue. Let's read some text so that you see it. Acts chapter 10, verse 2. The Bible talks about Cornelius, a devout man, one that feared the Lord with all his house, gave so much alms, I'm coming to that, and prayed to God always. He was in a vision, evidently, now about the ninth hour of the day, an angel coming to him and saying to him, Cornelius, ay, my God. Has an angel called your name before? You know, I told you, the first time it happened like this. I'm not talking about hearing in the spirit. I mean the way you are hearing my voice now. And nobody taught me. Nobody taught me. Unfortunately, there was no ally to say go back. And I was in a dark room. Just imagine, there was light since morning. God didn't call me. I'm just saying. And I'm in a dark room all by myself. And suddenly, it was clear that I responded out. I thought it was someone in the house pranking me. Because just like Samuel, it sounded like the voice of a man. Well, it looked like the person was whispering and called me a name that only close family members call me. So I called my sister. I said, you're playing games with me. I heard the voice again. By the time I heard it the third time, I ran away. I ran away. See, you don't know how blessed you are to have a teacher. I missed a big opportunity because there was nobody to say, go back. Don't be afraid. Do you know what it means for you to have an ally to say, go and lie down again? And if you hear him call you, respond this way. It will save you a lifetime. You know, there are some encounters, if you miss, it will take you 15 years. Because God is a king. He won't work with your calendar. He will come when he's ready. There are some encounters, if you miss, you go and consecrate yourself again. Another 5 years. Are you listening to me? You're dealing with the king. You can't say, okay, I'm ready now. You have to be long-suffering. There are some things you will miss. You will beseech. You have to beseech the Lord with tears. Please, are you listening to me? He was a devout man, feared the Lord, and then he had an angelic encounter. Look at Psalm chapter 34, verse 7. Psalm chapter 34, verse 7. Are you there? Everybody, read together loud as you can. One, two, go. Read it again. One, two, go. What does this text say? The angel of the Lord encamps around those who go to church. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who read the book. It says around those who fear him. It's just reverence and the consciousness that there is a God to whom you will give account. That's all. A consciousness. The moment you begin to do that, you are attracting angelic encounter. Nobody had preached to Cornelius at the time. I'm telling you. He had never been to a church service. But just by the modus operandi of his life, it attracted. Reverence. Put structure in your life that reflects reverence. People argue all kinds of silly things. Be a person of reverence. Be a person of reverence. Just practice it. And let me tell you, in the things of God, better safe than sorry. Just learn to put some gauges, some guards. Let me warn you, when it comes to men of God, don't just open your mouth. Wow. Are you listening to me? He won't share this testimony, so I will share it for him. Pastor Nath told me a story. He loves me, so he'll forgive me. He told his story. His friend, Pastor William McDowell, they wanted a new property. They found a big property. They had saved up money. They wanted to buy it. But because there was one politician around who just hated church, he said, over his dead body, will they get that property? So, you know, because, you know, there are some people that say, oh, because you have church, I can talk to you anyhow. Who do you think you are? So Pastor Nat was passing, was around, and he said, please come, just come. And so they just blew the trumpet, said a few things. Listen, make of this story what you want, but according to what happened, weeks later he died. The man died. And the church moved into that property. I think it was 4 weeks later. The man died, they moved into the property. The church moves on. You know what the Lord said? The Lord, I was praying, and the angel of the Lord came to me and said, the time is coming for the restoration of the fear of the Lord. You see, let me warn you, this generation will learn. This generation will learn. See, if you are not sure, keep short. And If you must talk, keep it strictly biblical. No attack on character. Keep it strictly biblical. Because the authority of the word of God is greater than the authority of the man of God. I don't give you hack now. So keep it strictly biblical. But you, do you know, you can be right and in trouble. You have argued correct, but now you're in trouble. Well done, theologian. Now you're in trouble. And the man of God need not say anything. He doesn't have to declare anything. There are some people, the moment you touch, God appears to a king and says, you are already dead. Oh, you don't know? You are dead. I'm not trying to scare you. It's real. The same way Pastor Nat won't share his story, so it won't look somehow. Me too, I have stories. I can't share. Don't worry. Don't worry. You want to give blogs gist of it? You see, let me just say this. The God of Celebration Church, I fear him. The pastors know. Just, you don't like us? Good. Be very careful. So please, what's number one? Please practice reverence. Practice honor. Practice honor. And let it be general. You know, these things are there in the word of God. The Bible says, don't fail to entertain strangers, because people in so doing have done what? Encountered angels. So just be a person of honor generally. Reverence attracts angels. See, when you're a man of honor, let me tell you something. Okay, Abraham needed an encounter, right? But God didn't come to his house. God did as if he was passing. If he was not a person of honor, he would have missed it. So the fact that it is yours doesn't mean God will drop it on your lap. God will give you the honor test. You just pass. You just pass. Just pass in front. And then, as if it wasn't part of the plan, Abraham would now say, please, just stay. Let me honor you. You know, say, hey, okay. Reverence. Remember, I shared a story years ago when I was teaching on this. My first encounter with an angel. Let me see. This one was just small, because sometimes you'll be amazed in the realm of the spirit when you finally see an angel or spiritual things, you don't really get a lot of information. God just wants to show you. He's preparing you for more. Some of you know what I'm saying. You just go, he just shows you a glimpse and then you come back. It's a very funny story. I'm not proud of it but newsflash, this was 2006. This was when? So don't judge me. Then I was learning how to fast, you know. You know, and I tried several times and it didn't work. So one day, and I'm going to talk about this, declaring words. Angels run with words. I'm coming to that. I don't know what made me do it. I just stood and I said, today I'm fasting and nothing will stop me. I said it out. But I had an exam that day. And the exam was supposed to be by 5, it will last till 7. And I started rationalizing, let me not go and fail you. That if this hunger should hook me there. And I determined I was going to break by 6, but I started rationalizing. So by 3 p.m. thereabout, I went to the cafeteria. Now, this is what happened, I will never forget. In the cafeteria, there were about four of us on the line. Three students, and there was this woman, is strange. She ought not to be there. She wasn't a student. What was she doing there? And she didn't dress well. She just wore one humble clothing that you would despise and held one ugly cooler. So, listen carefully. Now, the person selling, out of honor, seeing that she was an elderly person, stretched his hand for her ticket. And the young boy, you know, Gen Z now, you know, the young boy in front just said, "What's the meaning of this? You can see there's a queue. Why you, you know?" So the sales girl said, "Okay, sorry." Gave the woman back a ticket and took his ticket and sold to him. Sold to the person in front. When it got to my turn, I said, "Oh no, please." But for that simple gesture, I would have missed an encounter. So now she said, "Thank you." And she said, "You want to buy food?" I almost gave her true pass. Thank God for home training. I almost said, "No. I want to play ball, you know." I for enter wahala. This life. "I want to, you want to buy food?" "Yes, ma'am." And she looked at me. "I thought you were fasting." So, honestly, at first, I didn't get it. So I first laughed. You know? And you said you won't judge me. "Oh, yeah, don't worry." See, I was slow. I've come a long way. This is not the worst part of the story. I'm just starting. Ladies and gentlemen, I still chop that food. See, that I'm here is a miracle. See, if I made it, you can make it. See, for some reason, I was slow. Maybe it's the hunger. Do you know, I foolishly still bought my food, went and sat down. So, as I was about to eat, the whole picture just came. It must have been supernatural. You know the way you see it in films? I thought you were fasting. I saw myself laughing like an idiot. And she was looking into my soul like, "There's nothing for me. Why are you laughing?" I tell you the truth under God. Now, I tried to look for where she was and I remembered. The weird part is, the last place I saw her walking towards, there was a wall there. It made no sense. And I said, that's deep. That's very deep. See, God. Mercy, Lord, mercy. Somebody, you are putting hand on your mouth. You said you won't judge me. Anyway, I've learned. See, angels ascend and descend in my bedroom. I've come a long way. God, every time I think of it, you know when they say something in your past you're ashamed of, that's one of them. Because I was so foolish. I said, I might have seen an angel. You know? Hunger now, your mate. Hunger don't slap you before. I can tell you this one thing for sure. If you are a person of honor, you will encounter angels. You know, after a while, I became smarter. Do you understand? The next time I saw one, we're playing a game, like, "I will catch you disappear." So, very dramatic. And they were laughing. Do you understand? They knew what I was doing. It was funny. And there were people there. It was during Shiloh. I'm telling you, every major camp meeting, not everybody is a human being.
You guys, come on. You guys joke too much. You did check whether you don't go toast Angela. Just remember what happened in Sodom. Before you do like this. Some of you don't understand that Bible joke. All right, let's move on. So number one is what? Number two is, Traftiva treco teleco prasto gelato frestigos treto leveritigo preti laf delo trecato setrigues. So now, laugh but be sensitive, okay? We're getting deeper now. Now, listen, I was explaining the technology of the Old Testament temple, and we said that there was an outer court and an inner court, then the most holy place, right? And in the most holy place, in the ark, the mercy seat of God. And if you look at the pictures, above the mercy seat, there were two angels with their wings open on each side, opposite sides, touching each other by the tip of their wings. And under the mercy seat was the tablet of the commandments. And so that tells you that the cherubs and the angels in general, they guard the word of God. Are you with me? They guard it jealously. And if you want to see angelic intervention in your life, become committed to knowing the word, obeying the word, and doing the word. What I just said is very simple and powerful. Become committed to knowing the word, obeying the word. See, the moment you become a doer of the word, it gets them excited. It gets them excited. Because now you've given them something to walk with. You've given them something. You get them excited. They respond to the word of God. And so when you do the word, you've given them something to walk with. Please, are you with me? This is not for all people. This is strictly for doers. Doers. When you go, take audacious steps in the word of God, they will go with you. They will go with you. They will go with you. So you have to be a doer of the word of God. Look at Psalm 103 verse 20. Psalm 103 verse 20. Hi. Oh God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Everybody, Psalm 103 verse 20 together. One, two, go. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his what? Heeding the voice of what? Heeding the voice of his word. They heed the voice of his word. I can tell you one thing for sure. If you learn to speak the word of God, speak the word of God. Say who you are in Christ. You want angels to go on your behalf? Learn to talk. Talk the word of God. Know it. Obey it. Talk it. Speak. 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 How God anointed Emmanuel Eren with the Holy Ghost and with power. He goes about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, because God is with me. God is with me everywhere I go. He walks with me, confirming his words with signs following. These signs follow me because I believe. In the name of Jesus, I cast out devils. I speak with new tongues. The reason when you confess the word of God, the atmosphere in your room changes, is because the angels of God respond. That's why. That's why. Now you have their attention. Oh, there's work to do. Let's walk. Let's walk. Let's walk. Come on, are you with me? I want to give you a few minutes. Talk the word of God. 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 No wonder your angels are sleeping. See how you are talking. Is this how boring your devotion is? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Whew. Ay, 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 ay. But my God, I run against a troop. I leap over walls. Nothing is impossible to me. Every single prophecy over Emmanuel Eren will be fulfilled. In my lifetime, I will see the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. I'm stepping into a new season of grace and glory. By the mercy and the favor of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just saw a vision now and reminded me of something that happened years ago. There was an application I was making for a ministry I was running then, and it took an awful long time. And one day I just felt a stir in my spirit. This is a prophetic moment. I felt a stir in my spirit that this was not ordinary. So I began to declare, and I said things like, in the name of Jesus, the angels of God, they carry this folder from table to table. I just felt a stir to say that. And when I was done praying, I fell to sleep. But this is strange. This was the first time ever it happened to me. I was asleep. My eyes were closed. But I could see the room. And a young man walked through the door. Oh, Jesus. Are you listening to me? Walked through the door, bent down towards the bed, held my shoulder and said, "We've done what you asked us to do." Ladies and gentlemen, two days after, it was done. I sense that move right now. Listen, this is a prophetic moment. So what is it you want the Lord to do for your family? Ask according to the will of God. Ask according to the will of God. Don't waste this opportunity on frivolous things. Ask according to the will of God. Oh, Jesus. Look at that. Look at angels move. Look at angels move. Look at angels move. Look at angels move. Look at angels move.
you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Now in the name above every name, come back with your testimony. Come back with your testimony. Come back with your evidence. The Lord has granted your petitions. Your testimonies are coming days from now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have a lot to cover, so we have to try. So I have to finish quickly, otherwise. So the next I want to talk about is prayer. Is what? Look at Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Tepalodrikapa. Hendom bresetege palondrikapila. Rundele pele tegida. Listen, if you don't have a prayer life, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, what needless pains you bear. This is the word of the Lord. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before the Lord your God, he says, your words were heard, and I have come because of what? Angels are coming because of your words. I am telling you, you will say some words in prayer that will make angels knock on the door of your home. You will make declarations and utterances that will make angels visit your village. He said, I have come because of your words. What if you knew that when you pray, you're not just speaking into thin air? That angels, they respond to your words. Are you listening to me? Do you believe that today? Now, listen very carefully. I'm about to explain a great mystery to you. Because one of the things that will happen tonight is judgment. Are you ready for that? Judgment. Every false god tormenting your family will be judged tonight. Get ready. So I will explain a great mystery and then we'll pray. This is the type of session they call do it yourself. I'm just loading your gun so that when it's time to release. Let me tell you something. Angelic activity is very real in my life. There are some stories I can't tell. If I tell you, you won't believe. There's some things I don't think I've ever said before. I have misplaced things that I found under my bed. Don't worry. If you can't, maybe in 5 years' time, we'll talk about this one. You know what I taught this morning? I taught it for the first time, 2011. I was an undergraduate. When I was teaching it then, they were looking at me very confused. So I said, I won't teach it again until the Lord permits. You know, so there are some teachings that are for later. Imagine me explaining the cherubs in the inner court with the flowers. You know, they were lost. They were looking at me like this. 2011.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for this? Very quickly, Psalm 104 verse 4. Psalm 104 verse 4. Are you ready for this? Everybody, read together, one, two, go. Who makes his angel spirits, his ministers a flame of fire? Read again, one, two, go. Who makes his angel spirits, his ministers? Some of you have heard my story. This was the turning point of this ministry. I was fasting, studying my Bible. All of a sudden, I lifted my head and I saw fire in two different places. What is this? And I looked again. They turned into beings. Then they turned to fire. They turned into beings and turned to fire. And I was confused. And then the voice of the Lord said, because your ministry is expanding, you will not have the luxury of ministering to everyone one-on-one. He says, but when you begin to minister, these angels will go into the crowd and have expanded the effectiveness of your ministry. So it was like a rod the Lord gave me. I had to fly in from Abuja to test it. And I said, I won't lay hands on anybody today. And as I was there, the Lord gave me a song. So I sang it for the first time. Like the stars of heaven shining in abundance, the glory of the Lord reveals who I am. Like the stars of heaven shining in the darkness, the second verse says, no one lights a candle to be put under a bushel. The glory of the Lord reveals who I am. And then who was in that meeting? OG is in this place. Okay, a few of you. I was 2019. Total attendance of our ministry then was 500. Now 15,000. How do you handle, how do you fathom that? I'm telling you the origin of that growth by angelic ministry. And as I was talking, like a magnet, there was someone at the middle of the hall. Something pulled him and he began to roll towards me. He was rolling. I didn't have to touch him. It dragged him forward. And I said, it's over for the devil. Because he makes his angels and his ministers. Do you know it was later I remembered this text and I connected it. That, oh, sure enough. But here is the part that you must get ready for. Are you ready? So you know that there are different types of angels. In fact, there are some types of angels, so-called types of angels, that are not exactly angels. When you say cherubim, are they angels? When you say seraphim, are they angels? Depends on how you want to classify it. Because they are definitely very different. Very different. I assure you, if you see a seraph, you will never be the same again. I can promise you. So many things I can't say. But are you ready for this? The word seraph means two things. It means two things. Number one, it means burning ones. It means what?
literally, they burn. They burn. And that's how come they will appear to me and all I see is fire. That's fire. Fire. Burning once. And so when the prophet said, "The Lord that answers by fire." Listen to this. You will step into another dimension of the prophetic if you learn this simple hack. It's a confidence. It was not a gamble. It's just like that encounter. It wasn't a one-off. It wasn't one-off. So from that time till now, anytime I want to minister, I know how to get my angels ready. Are you with me? And so when you encounter stuff like that, it's with confidence. You can bet with it. Me, I flew from Abuja to Lagos to test it. And so the way Elijah decided to go about his own was to do a contest. The Lord that answers by fire, let him be God. Dear brothers and sisters, that's the ministry of angels. Are you listening to me? So that's why, you know, there are some denominations, you may not really understand their theology. You may not like their theology. When they call fire, you know, I am wondering, you know, you Christocentric believer, you're wondering, is this doctrinally accurate? But they are seeing miracles. I'm explaining why. And let me tell you something. This particular type of angels I'm seeing, you can never see them and remain the same. Now, let me tell you this. When a seraph appears to you, it is either you repent or you are judged. You either repent, you are judged, or your life is changed positively. So there are three options, okay? And it is easy when you judge yourself so you will not be judged. Isaiah found himself in the presence of one and said, "Woe is me, I'm undone." You know, there's something we used to do as children. When someone is trying to abuse you and you abuse yourself, it just douses the effect of whatever they want to say. "Yes, I know, I'm short, I'm ugly, I'm here." You know? He said, "Woe is me! I'm a man of unclean lips." And now, when you do that, the seraph comes to you and touches your tongue with the coal of fire. Because you see, you have to understand, the reason they burn is because they dwell in the presence of God. And it is their responsibility to protect the spiritual sanity of that throne room. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. And you see, grace people will struggle with this. There are certain atmospheres where you must say the right thing or you'll be in trouble. Certain atmospheres. I've given you Old Testament example, right? Isaiah, right? I will give you Gospels examples. Zechariah. What do you mean, how shall these things be? Okay. You will not talk. You see, there are things about angels you don't know. It is true that by our position in Christ, we are higher than them. But a messenger of God on errand is powerful. He can act on behalf of God according to his discretion. Okay, you'll be dumb till it happens. And by the way, he didn't need to say that. Go and read your Bible very carefully. You know, the same thing happened with Daniel. The Bible says, when the angel appeared, Daniel became dumb. He put his head to the ground and was dumb. Go and read your Bible well. It was until the angel of the Lord touched him, his mouth opened again. There are angels when they appear. When they say fear not, you think it's just salutation. You think it's bros are yellow.
Are you with me?
Under certain atmospheres, Ananias, Sapphira, tell the truth. It's not always like that. It's not always like that. But there are certain atmospheres. Under the anointing, someone asks you a question. Where were you? Just talk up. Say, nah, me.
Are you listening to me?
If you don't understand what I'm saying, don't worry.
No, you must understand, though. So you won't learn the hard way, okay?
So under certain atmospheres, just own up. And when you own up, the Lord will heal you. He will purge you instantly. But if you don't, judgment. Okay? But this is, they are sent to minister for you. Never forget this. Sent to minister for you. And so you also need to learn to use this to your advantage. So they are burning ones. Listen, you will call to the God and to God, and He will answer by fire tonight.
Oh my God!
Are you really ready for that? The other name, the other meaning of the word seraph is actually serpent. Is actually serpent. Okay? And sometimes, if the Lord opens your eyes, don't be surprised. Around the throne of God, there are several animals. You're aware, right? Are you aware that most cherubims look like animals too? And so the Bible says, this is also the judgment function of those particular angels. I'm explaining what is about to happen to enemies that won't just let your family go. The Bible says, the children of Israel strayed. So snakes came, fiery serpents came and stung them. And the reason they were called fiery is because when they sting you, the effect is like fire throughout your body. It's like there's a burning sensation. So it's another manifestation of the burning ones. And they operate for judgment. Are you listening to me? And they respond when you pray. The days of Elijah, that particular manifestation, you're going to see it tonight. If I tell you stories, you will say amen louder, but at least just say amen. Amen. Some people are about to see a writing on the wall. You've been weighed, measured, and found wanting. Because sometimes God gives time. There's time for repentance. But when you won't let God's people go, and there must be something. Something must happen. Let me tell you a quick story. I was preaching somewhere in Ikeja, and I saw a vision. Very weird vision. Sometimes the prophetic is weird. So, can I tell you this? I will tell you. And forgive me if it sounds strange. Just move on. Don't worry. In this vision, I see an insect, a weird insect, inside a lady, draining her blood. So how do you say that prophetically? How do you say that? So I tried different tactics. So I said, there's someone here. Your blood, you're always short on blood. Come out. Nobody responded. I was sure. Do you understand? So I moved on preaching, and
when the Lord wants me to say something, he won't let me move. It's like he's showing me in my face like this. No, you go talk. You go talk. You don't. So I said, there's someone here. You're bleeding. You have a hemorrhage. Come out. Nobody came out. So I went on preaching. In that service, I now saw Pastor D texting. I was about to get angry. In this sacred atmosphere, why are you texting? I didn't know that it was a lady texting her saying, I'm shy, it's me, you know, and all of that. And so Pastor D responded and encouraged her to come out. So she came out. I laid hands on her, and immediately the vision became clearer. I saw her. Can I talk?
Yes,
okay. I saw. Okay, let me use legal language. Allegedly. I saw her mother and auntie were witches. And as their contribution, they said, we will push this technology to be contributing blood. Don't worry, scientists, don't worry, don't worry. I'm ignorant, Jerry. Don't mind me. What do I know? So I laid hands on her, and it went from 10 over 10 to 2 over 10. All right? Instantly. So, but what I saw was still annoying to me. So, I don't know if you remember. So I called one of my friends. And I said, this is what I saw. I'm angry at this lady's mom and auntie. This is what I saw. And he said, you know, you've taught us. You will pray for their forgiveness. You know, they'll be saved and everything. I said, okay. And then I think just 2 hours after that conversation, this lady was sleeping in her bed. The same supernatural thing I explained. She could see her environment, but her eyes were closed. She heard the door downstairs open. She heard footsteps on the stairway. Go, go, go. She heard the door of her room open. She saw someone walk to her in the bed, touch her stomach at the navel, and then instantly the blood started again. So I called my friend. I said, consultants, now what do you suggest we do? He said, fire them. So today is according to your permission. You know, but you know, I mean, you can wait. Wait now. You know, there are some witches. They will kill uncle, kill auntie, kill children, kill 5 cousins, kill. Then they will repent. Anyways, do it yourself. So it's whatever you want. And you will flow with the leading of the Holy Ghost. But all I want to let you know is that time is fast spent. Can we get into work now? Please stand to your feet. Number 4, don't worry. I will do it. Let's get this over with. This is the main part. Or can I quickly give you number 4?
Yes.
All right. You are very wise because you don't know how the service will move. Acts chapter 10. You guys are funny. That was very funny what you just did. Acts chapter 10. Back to Cornelius. A devout man, one who feared the Lord with all his house and gave much alms to the people. He did what? And prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel coming to him and saying to him, Cornelius. When he looked, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine what? Thine prayers and thine alms have come up for a memorial. before God.
The burning ones hover over sacrifice. Are you listening to me? I'll read a story. Remember the story of Samson, when Samson was going to be born? The Bible said Manoah did something. Look at Judges chapter 13, verse 19, very quickly. Judges chapter 13, verse 19. This is a great mystery. I can tell you one thing for sure. Before Christ, after Christ, especially by the leading of the Spirit, sacrifice will never get out of fashion. Don't let any theology deceive you. Are you with me? It has been abused. In fact, there is some generosity that is ungodly. What I'm telling you is biblical. When one of the servants of David went through war just to get him a cup of water, when he came back, he couldn't drink it. He couldn't drink it. There are some gifts you can't take. And anybody who has a conscience will know that. You know that you shouldn't go to a university and raise a seed of 1 million. You know that. Anyone who has a conscience knows that. But what the devil does many times is he strawmans this argument, uses the extremes so that he can push God's people away from the principle. Are you listening to me? So I'm mentioning his name again. I happen to love the man a lot. The first time I saw Pastor Nathaniel Bassey, the first time, I saw something strange I've never seen before. I saw bags of money that have left him, but they were still connected to him by strings. The prophetic can be strange. I see it in, you know, and a voice saying, "Behold, a man of sacrifice." So now, this man doesn't know that his generosity is speaking for him in the heavenly realm. Are you listening to me? I didn't know anything about him, about his giving culture. This was my first time seeing him, and that's what I saw. A man of sacrifice. That's what heavens were screaming about him. When I now began to hear, I said, "Oh, okay, okay." You know, one of the times I went to see him, he pointed. He said, "This block of flats, I'm building for these people. Gifts." That's what. There's some people, you touch them, you're in trouble instantly. You don't know. Judges chapter 13. What? What is it? Am I missing something? Judges chapter 13, from verse 19. So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it on a rock unto the Lord, and the angel did wondrously. Listen, this is a teaching for another day. Let me tell you something. Are you aware? Will you forgive me if this sounds heretical? Are you ready for this? Your angels can get more powerful. There are things you will do that will encourage their ministry to be stronger in your life. The Bible says they excel in strength. There are things you do. So, the moment they offered that sacrifice, the Bible says the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up towards heaven from the altar, that the angel ascended in the flame of the altar. Are you listening? Hey, Bata Kabaya. Class don't end. There are dimensions of power, and I dare say manifestations of the Spirit, that will go with our parents. if we linger with some silly arguments in the church. Let me say this. By the grace of God, when I started teaching that if you don't tithe, no devourer will devour you, I did not know. I didn't say there was nobody. I did not know anybody else teaching it. I didn't know anybody, any single person. So I believe that generosity, it must be free will and all of that, but its efficacy. You see those days of sacrifice where you come home and there's no TV in the house. Daddy, where's the TV? Oh, we gave it. Some of you grew up in houses like that. Prophecy has brought you to where you are. You want to change it for your children. There are some arguments you must never involve yourself in. You know, I told there are some arguments you will never see me contribute. I have no contribution. Let me say this to Tommy. Imagine someone says that you're not ready. No. He knows what I already want to say. Has God blessed you in strange ways before that you can't explain till you did? Feel a bit. Mm-hmm. There are some arguments I see. I'll just be like, you have a point. I won't contribute. Because if I contribute, angels will appear and say, you are an ingrate. Yeah, you are an ingrate. I have seen money that I cannot explain till date. Do with that information what you need. Let me tell you something. I've seen very sound arguments against miracle money. Very sound. And when I hear it, I say, that is correct. But I have no contribution. I am not qualified to contribute. So can we pray now? I like that. Increase the volume. Increase it. Just stay there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I had this song online and I really like it. You who dwell in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. You who dwell in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. You who dwell in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. You can leave that key now. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim, shine forth. He who dwells, oh my God, look at this. Can I tell you what I see? Can I tell you what I saw now? Angels are like stars now. All right, we established this morning that you are a priest and that you stand before God on men's behalf. I want to give you a few minutes to do priesthood over your family. Listen to me. How can someone practicing negative spirituality go to some altar, make some agreements on behalf of your family, then you, child of the living God, you can't undo it. It's not possible. It's time for a contest. The God that answers by fire. Oh my God. I said the God that answers by fire. I said the God that answers by fire. Let him be God. Begin to pray right now. Break, break, break. Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted, be rooted out in the name of Jesus.
Azuzu, atele, abele, rute kepele yako, tele mandokaba. Fire! 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 Satalerwa, esete kepelea, rundele minikabaya.
Said, I have come on account of your words. On account of your words. On account
Listen to me. Listen to me. I see the rod of the Lord stretched against sickness. Stretched against sickness. Stretched against disease. Right now, by the angels of the Lord, from the left to the right, everyone called sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every strange ailment, every ailment caused by demon spirits, tormenting spirits, strange movements in the body, secretions, growths, sleepless nights, right now in the name of Jesus, that fire that we spoke about and that we learned about in the Word of God, let it descend and consume those diseases now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. For every one of you standing in for a loved one, standing in for a family member, I announce to you, the Lord has heard your petitions. The Lord has heard your petitions. I said, the Lord has heard your petitions. I said, the Lord has heard your petitions. Problem disguising as evil coincidences, natural negative coincidences, they are exposed and destroyed. I said they are exposed and destroyed. Listen, you will be so prosperous. Nothing will be able to stop you all the days of your life. The angels of your destiny excel in strength. And because of that, you go from strength to strength. Every negative prophecy over you is canceled. The verdict of death is canceled. It's canceled in the name of Jesus. Oh. Now in the name of Jesus, you step into your prophetic era. These angels that you learned about, begin to walk with them. Give him praise, somebody. It's got a note of victory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, miracles are happening right now. I'm telling you, miracles are happening. Miracles. The angels of God are on assignment. They're standing on business tonight. Hey.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.